Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, September 22nd. Got a good Thursday night football game. Little rivalry action. Pittsburgh-Cleveland. One of them will start 1-2. If it's the Browns, there's going to be problems. They're going to be very upset, and they will not make the playoffs. Deshaun Watson will not save them. We have a great interview today to, I think, going to prep you for what I think is the second-best or first-best game of the weekend. Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, Tua, Dolphins fans, they've been all over me because I've been bashing them for a couple years for Tua, and we've reached the point where he has enough weapons, he has a smart coach, and he looks competent. I think you guys are going to like it. Joe Shad, Palm Beach Post. He's covered the NFL for a long time. Covered some college football as well. And at the end of the pod, we'll get to the best bet. The only little item of news that's interesting is kind of a bummer. I don't know if you guys saw this. Lonzo Ball, man. You know, the guy hasn't played a basketball game since January. And the Bulls just announced Lonzo's getting another arthroscopic invasive, they're calling it debidement. I don't even know what the hell that is. But he's getting a procedure on his left knee, and they're going to reevaluate in like 6 weeks. This is just so depressing if you're a Lonzo Ball fan, if you're a Chicago Bulls fan. The guy hasn't played since January 14th. He had surgery in January, and they were like, oh yeah, 6 to 8. Didn't come back. Problems persisted in the knee. And according to a report out of Chicago, this is the third time in his career. Lonzo's only 24. It's the third time in his career he's having surgery on the left knee. That ain't good. That's very bad. You feel bad for Lonzo Ball. I'll never forget his introductory press conference with the Lakers. Magic Johnson said, save some of my records, please. and he did it like his laugh. That was the type of hype for Lonzo. He was awesome at UCLA. Tremendous story in high school out here in Los Angeles. And the guy is just a total non-factor now. Like, he was pretty darn good with the Lakers. He was pretty darn good with the Bulls. Again, not like, you know, all-star material, but pretty good. I know that everybody's going to come out and say Lonzo was a bust because he went number two overall and Tatum went number three. Listen, Markelle Fultz has done way less than Lonzo Ball, okay? And he went one. But not to compare, but I just, you feel a little bit bad for Lonzo. Three knee surgeries before 25? I mean, the guy signed a four-year, $80 million deal. So you can't feel too bad for him. I mean, the guy's got generational wealth with the one contract, assuming he doesn't screw it up. He shot the three well last year, 42%. But because he was hurt, he only played half the season, less than half the season. And, you know, listen, I don't know what the hell the Bulls are going to do. Poor Zach LaVine. You know that's my guy. Love me some Zach LaVine. Anyways, let's get to today's interview. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guest who covers the hottest team in the NFL. Not the Buffalo Bills. We knew they were good. But that would be the Miami Dolphins. Let's welcome in Joe Shad, Palm Beach Post. Covers the Dolphins for all the Gannett newspapers in Florida. Joe, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I assume you're under just intense scrutiny to do a ton of podcasts, radio hits. The Dolphins matter now. Tua is a good quarterback all of a sudden. You got a coach that is now the favorite to win coach of the year. Joe, things are, it's 2 weeks, but Dolphins fans seem very excited, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to be covering a relevant team. You know, the Dolphins sold out their season tickets for the first time in franchise history. And certainly last year and the year before, there was intense debate and discussion on every network and podcast about whether Tua Tagovailoa could ever live up to his draft status. And certainly in 1 week and for one quarter, he really did.
One quarter. The big problem with Tua, of course, is that the team didn't really trust him in prior years. And then Justin Herbert was incredible, making it almost impossible for Tua to have success. But then enter Tyreek Hill, enter Mike McDaniel. And I feel like the narrative is shifting rather quickly.
Yeah, those guys have changed everything. Mike McDaniel is a guy who brings an outstanding scheme from the San Francisco 49ers. But in addition to a scheme, which gets guys open, and it's not so too hard to draw up a scheme that gets Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle open, he's a good human being. He's a guy who, you know, connects with people, journalists, people in the cafeteria, and players. And that's important. And the general manager, the coach and general manager did not get along last year. The coach and quarterback did not get along. And so McDaniel is really pumped up Tua, and that's important. You know, McDaniel himself used the word scarred, and that just shows you how open and honest and transparent this amazing Mike McDaniel is. He's unlike any coach I've ever covered to actually say, yeah, you know what? Tua was scarred emotionally from the last coach.
Well, now, wait a second. You covered Urban Meyer in his prime, right? Or no?
I was not in Gainesville. When I was in Gainesville, I covered Steve Spurrier and Ron Zook. Okay. But of course, being at ESPN for 11 years, I did spend time with Urban Meyer on national signing days, and I interviewed him before and after games. So, yeah, Urban Meyer is interesting. But this Mike McDaniel is unlike any coach I've ever encountered, ever.
Well, say more. What makes him so interesting?
Yeah. Well, he's like a blend of, like, the nerdy, scientific, lab rat, guru, genius, play drawer guy. But then also, he has this like amazing like emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills and sense of humor. He's quirky and funny and self-deprecating and generous. It's just like one of those guys you kind of hope it works. You know, I heard Phil Simms on CBS before the last game. They showed a bunch of clips where Mike was making some jokes, and he's a funny guy. And Phil's like, "Yeah, we'll see if his way works." And it's interesting because, of course, Chris Simms has been Phil's son, has been one of the biggest criticizers of Tua. And I don't like the word hater because I don't believe that to be true. I mean, look, if Chris Sims's opinion is that Tua doesn't have what it takes from a mobility perspective, from an arm strength perspective, to make the throws required to win in the NFL, that's his opinion. And you know what? We should respect it. He did play quarterback in the NFL. And if I am of the opinion that, hey, Justin Herbert has proven things that Tua can only hope to prove, you know what? That doesn't make me a hater. It makes me someone with an opinion.
Interesting. Now, McDaniel, I think he played wide receiver at Yale. I can't imagine that there's a lot of head coaches in the NFL with Ivy League pedigree, huh?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, obviously, I covered Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he, of course, being a Harvard guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't done a lot of research into how many coaches come from those ranks, but he's obviously extremely book smart, extremely curious. He's interested in all sorts of things, from history to science to psychology, and that can be really beneficial to a coach. Music and culture and fashion and sneakers and watches. It's like,
really?
if I had to like create a character to cover as a coach, this would be the guy.
Interesting. So I guess what I would ask Joe in regard to that is Yale education, obviously super intelligent guy, quirky, scientific, history. You'd think of an NFL locker room, and I'm not saying these guys are cavemen, but you know, I don't think you think Ivy League when you think of an NFL locker room, 50 plus guys. Why is he able to connect so well with the players?
I think it's a sincerity. It's an authenticity. There are so many coaches who try to act like they think a coach is supposed to act. Mm-hmm. It got Josh McDaniels in trouble in Denver.
Oh yeah.
It got Joe Judge in trouble with the Giants. It got Brian Flores, I think, a little bit in trouble with the Dolphins, you know. And they were all, you know, Belichick disciples, Matt Patricia. So obviously, you know, Belichick is so successful that those guys thought, well, you know, I need to be like him. And this guy just can't help but be himself, which is, you know, just kind of a cool guy. And, you know, there are going to be skeptics and there are going to be doubters. And there are some players in that Dolphins locker room who I'm sure are like, oh, yeah, this is all fun and games now. But what happens if and when we hit the skids? You know, say what you want about Brian Flores and his ability to hire the right coaches and his inability to get the offense right. You know, they started last year 1-7 and, you know, ripped off a long win streak. That team did not lay down for him the same way they laid down for Adam Gase a few years prior.
That's right. Good point. I can't believe you mentioned Adam Gase. I just had nasty Jets flashbacks. So let me ask, I could have told
the Jets not to hire Adam Gase.
Well, Peyton Manning gave him the stamp of approval. You know, Joe Shad is a good stamp, but Peyton Manning, you know, is one of the best quarterbacks ever. And I fell for it. Anyways, moving on from,
you know, it does happen in sports journalism too, by the way. You get like one, you know, really prominent sports journalist who, you know, props up a young person, and that can accelerate their career.
Certainly. You know? No, that's a great point. But, you know, the reverse, I think, was true under the prior coach. Owner and coach didn't seem to be enamored with Tua. They were always looking for Deshaun Watson. You know, we've read some
Tom
of these
Brady.
Lawsuits. Tom Brady. It was almost as if, like, they didn't want him, and this franchise was going to continue this rudderless post-Marino disaster. I don't know how many playoff wins they have since Dan Marino, but I know they haven't found a franchise quarterback. For a minute, it was like, oh, it's Tua. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's definitely not Tua.
Yeah, and it remains to be seen. I mean, I think Tua Tagovailoa is going to put up excellent statistics in the same way Jimmy Garoppolo and Jared Goff put up excellent statistics in their first year in this offense. Garoppolo led his team to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff led his team to a Super Bowl. One or the other. One guy led his team to a Super Bowl in his first year in this offense. The other guy went to a Pro Bowl in his first year in this offense. And obviously, their teams did replace and have tried to replace those two guys. So, you know, is it going to be good enough? That's the question. There are only 6 or 7 teams who know for sure that their quarterbacks are good enough. And, you know, there's a lot of them in the AFC, which is kind of a problem for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't want to rehash too much Tua, but rookie year, they tried the flip-flopping, I think, with Fitzpatrick. I famously remember a Vegas Raiders game where he was bad, and they threw Fitzpatrick in, you know, not obviously inspiring any confidence. And then last year, late in the season with a shot at the playoffs, he really, really struggled against Tennessee in a beatdown. But it just feels like that stuff is a different player. He's become a new guy. Does he have a different swagger this year? Like, he just doesn't seem like old, not confident Tua.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything else, right? I mean, if you work for a boss who hired you, now in this case, McDaniel didn't choose Tua. He was given Tua, but you know, he said, I could win with this guy, which is what you're supposed to say. But if somebody, you know, says, look, I think you can do this. I believe you can do this. I know you can do this. That you know, generally is going to provide a better result than, you know, what happened. I mean, the last guy did have no confidence in him. So, but look, Tua is physically stronger. I know that hip injury seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he's never going to be, you know, Lamar Jackson as a runner. But he shifted at some point over the last 12 months from rehabilitation mode to core strengthening, shoulder strengthening, arm strengthening mode. And so he is a physically different player, and he is emotionally repaired.
I'm sure some people are listening being like, dude, you wouldn't even be talking Dolphins. You wouldn't spend this much time if they hadn't overcome the greatest deficit in fourth quarter history of the, I think, of Dolphins, you know, franchise against Baltimore, right? There was some luck involved there. I am curious, when you look at this matchup with Buffalo this week, kind of a big spread, and then you look at the Miami defense, I mean, they got carved up badly by Lamar. They did a pretty good job against Mac Jones, but that offense is limited. They're facing the best offense, the MVP favorite. Do they have a chance this week? Like, Xavier Howard is getting cooked. Who's their best cornerback? The pass rush.
And it came out today that Xavier had a groin injury. You might've been like, man, it doesn't look like he's running. Well, you know what? He's got a groin injury. And so did not practice on Wednesday. And so what does that mean? Is it going to be limited? Is he at risk at going out for injury when covering Stephon Diggs? Huge concern for the Dolphins, already playing without Byron Jones for the next two games while facing Stephon Diggs and then Jamar Chase on short notice. Ooh. On a nationally televised night game. So you know, listen, the Dolphins had success against Lamar Jackson last year, but this Lamar Jackson, and you knew he was going to bounce back. And the Dolphins have never slowed down Josh Allen. Mm. So this is a very difficult matchup. Very difficult matchup. The Dolphins defense can and will and should play better. They generally get better as the year goes on. And they have stars on that defense, stars and rising stars. So, you know, but the thing about the Dolphins that's different this year is that they actually have a chance to score some points. Yeah. So, you know, Buffalo is going to score at least 28 points. The Bills are also banged up. Corners and safeties and linebackers and defensive linemen all banged up for the Bills.
Mm.
So that gives them a chance. Yeah. To look, nobody can cover Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Nobody. Xavier Howard and Byron Jones couldn't do it in practice. And I'm sitting there watching this and I'm like, nobody can cover this guy. Nobody. Yeah. And one thing Tua can do is find the open man and act pretty accurately hit him. And Tua's always, Tyreek's always open. He's just always open. Nobody can cover him.
I got to ask, I had not seen the Xavier Howard news. Listen, we know when some of the best athletes get, you know, kind of embarrassed a little bit, they all of a sudden, it was an injury, wasn't 100%. Does it seem like Howard's on track to play? Cause I'm on Pro Football Focus and I'm looking at the other cornerback and I know he's played good in like 40 snaps. Someone named Kader Kohu, undrafted rookie. Come on. That's
born. Yeah. That's an amazing story. Born in the Ivory Coast, played at Division II Texas A&M Commerce last year.
Wow.
Is going to be good, but yeah, you don't want him to be your top corner against Stephon Diggs. So something worth monitoring. Xavier has been healthy the last couple of years, but before that, you know, injury history, mostly knee. And anytime you have a corner with a groin, a hamstring, an Achilles, you just know they can go out on the first series. So that's a big concern.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market. As fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big, their left tackle that they spent the money on, he's hurt. Ingram's hurt. But like you said,
everybody's hurt.
Everybody's hurt. Week three.
Even in week two. Even in week three, everybody's hurt. The Dolphins have a little better depth than they've had in past years. It's a better team. It's the best. I returned to the Dolphins beat in 2016. Dolphins made the playoffs first year under Adam Gase. This is definitely the best roster since then and probably the best roster for many years before that. It's been 20 years since the Dolphins have won a playoff game.
Wow.
So this is a starved franchise. I mean, this has been really bad, especially offensively, for a really long time. I covered the Dolphins from 02 to 04. And when I came back in 2016, nothing had changed. It was like, there's still questions about the owner, the coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback. Yeah, nothing had changed.
I was just trying to think. I swear I didn't Google it, but is the last Dolphin quarterback to win a playoff game? I'm assuming it's post-Marino, but I would guess Jay Fiedler?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Okay. I wasn't covering the team. I believe it was the Indianapolis Colts in January of 2001. Mm. And yeah, it's, you know, it's just they got destroyed at Pittsburgh in the only playoff game I've covered since my return. It would be disappointing if the Dolphins do not make the playoffs this year. They should absolutely, as a wild card. But,
yeah,
you know, there's some crazy statistics, but this is a crazy one. I don't know if you saw it on my Twitter account. Over the last 37 games played, only the Bills and Chiefs have more AFC wins than the Dolphins.
Wow. Where did the Dolphins that's a little crazy. Now I'm assuming that, what is that? 16. So like half of 3 years ago.
The last two games of a year and the first two games of this year. So four wins make it a little friendlier.
Yeah.
But they were among the AFC leader in wins in the last 2 years under Flores, which is why it's, you know, so some people were real upset about that firing.
Yeah. You glossed over the owner, Stephen Ross. I mean, he's the actual owner of the Dolphins, but we know Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. He's won seven straight, just totally run up and down the field against them. I think one game went to overtime, but otherwise mostly been a bloodbath for the Buffalo Bills. What's it? Is it just the speed, or has Miami just been that bad the last few years?
Oh man. Well, the Dolphins in general have had difficulty against running quarterbacks. And this guy obviously is different than most running quarterbacks because he's fast, but he's also huge. And so he's so hard to bring down in the open field. He will fumble Josh Allen. And so the Dolphins have maybe spent a little too much time trying to get him to fumble instead of trying to tackle him. But I mean, listen, the Bills score touchdowns on their first drive every game. It's not just the Dolphins. I mean, they're really, really good on offense. So it'll be interesting to see if defensive coordinator Josh Boyer comes up with a new plan that is better than the one he and Flores had in the previous 3 years. This is really Josh Boyer's show now, with Flores having moved on. He was obviously heavy-handed in every area, including the defensive scheme.
Yeah, so it's weird. They can't beat the Bills, but Tua doesn't lose to Belichick. Is that just simply a matchup deal? Is that what that is?
Well, one thing is that the Bills get a lot of pressure, and like many quarterbacks, Tua is much better when he has a clean pocket, when he is not under pressure. The Bills are one of those teams that are able to get pressure without blitzing, and that will create problems for Tua. Their offensive line has crumbled in years past. They're obviously hoping that with a new scheme, the addition of a very solid center, Connor Williams from the Cowboys, who was a guard, and Teron Armstead, who does have a toe injury, but, you know, even with two toes cut off, would be better than the tackle the Dolphins ran out there last year.
Yeah.
So they're harsh. Better. They're yeah. better. Well, I mean, do you really need your toes to be an offensive tackle?
Maybe not. No, that's a fair point. Joe, I guess we can wrap up with, like, what did you make of all the speculation about the Brady, the Brady stuff in the offseason? That he was going to go down there, Stephen Ross, a Michigan guy, Brady, a Michigan guy. Tom, I'm sure, would love to make the move from Tampa down to Miami.
Yeah, I'm sure Giselle would love to live down
there. Giselle, yeah, a little closer, I'm sure, maybe more airport friendly to Brazil. But I don't know. What do you make of that? Like, it sounds like Brady's done now. He's not playing after this year. His wife will.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I think that window has passed. I mean, you know, listen, Stephen Ross, like many owners in sports, is one of those, you know, star chasers. I mean, yeah. Mike McDaniel is a guy they hired. He never even interviewed once anywhere else. And, you know, Ross went with, you know, the wild card, you know, kind of like he does in his private businesses, which have been much more successful than his sports venture. He kind of, you know, Ross has always liked to hire the sort of young Ivy League Michigan. I know Michigan's not in the Ivy League, but you understand my point. it should not surprise anyone that he had an interest in the combination, or the all-star combination of Sean Payton and Tom Brady. And there's question about whether or not Brady would have been able to play quarterback if, in fact, he had an ownership stake in the organization. Certainly the idea, you know, is that they would have tried to make that work. But look, Brady's not the long-term answer for the Dolphins, but it is true that the Dolphins would be a Super Bowl favorite this year if Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, you see where I'm going with this. Any of those guys were the quarterback.
Yeah.
And so people say, that just proves you're a Tua hater. Well, no, it just sort of makes the point that Tua is still trying to prove that he's not the thing that will or could or should hold the Dolphins back from reaching their ultimate goals.
Yeah. I think you mentioned Lamar Jackson. If you didn't, I'm just going to jam his name in there.
Yeah.
There was some social media stuff. Lamar, obviously from Miami, the Miami area. You know, he I don't want to say he's done in Baltimore, but he doesn't seem thrilled. They're not giving him what he wants.
No, it wouldn't shock me. Yeah, no, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if he pulls an NBA deal and demands a trade and refuses to sign. And, you know, no, that would not shock me at all if that actually happened.
You know, in an oddity, Lamar is 0-2 against Tua. I know that's silly. Quarterback wins, blah, blah, blah. But this would just be another case of Miami maybe overlooking Tua. Now, when can they offer him the extension? Is it next after the season?
So yeah, I mean, the Dolphins have a fit. Let's see, what this is Tua's third year. He was a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no pressure here.
No pressure yet.
Next year, at some point, the Dolphins have to make a decision on the fifth year option, which some teams have made mistakes on. Wasn't Baker Mayfield a fifth year option mistake?
I believe
so. You got to be careful on the fifth year option. But, you know, in the same way the Ravens seem to be in no rush to fully commit to Lamar, you know, I don't think the Dolphins are going to be in a rush to fully commit to Tua. I just don't think they will be, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right, Joe, do you offer predictions on games or do they steer you away from doing that since you cover the team? Dolphins are 6-point dogs at home. I haven't seen a weather report that's too bad. It looks like it's going to be just upper 80s typical weather at Hard Rock Stadium. I didn't see any rain in the forecast. I'm assuming, like everyone, Miami's going to wear the home whites and they'll make Buffalo wear the darks, you know, for the sweating and the heat. Any prediction or anything fun out of what you think occurs Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it would be illogical to not choose the Buffalo Bills to beat the Miami Dolphins based on recent history and the fact that Buffalo is probably the best team in the entire NFL right now. So, you know, it would be fun and it would be exciting and it would change the narrative, as we say, another one of my pet peeve words, but I guess there's validity in narrative. You know, listen, a lot of Buffalo injuries on defense, short week, right? They played on Monday night. So I don't know. If you forced me, I would say the line started at 4.5, moved to 5.5. You've seen it at 6. I'd take the 6. So I'd go Dolphins plus 6.
Yeah. Home divisional dog getting 6. That's a no brainer. I'm looking at the injury report now. The latest is Micah Hyde out. Dane Jackson out. I mean, by out, missed practice. Safety out, cornerback out. Dawson Knox missed practice. Jordan Phillips, who's been a factor on the interior, missed.
Former Dolphin. Yeah, who's really hates the Dolphins because they cut him.
That's so right, yeah.
Kills them. He was never motivated as a Dolphin, but then they cut him, so now he kills the Dolphins. It's just
Of course.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, these injury reports on Wednesday are something. Thursday's a little more, but Friday's the big day. If you don't practice Friday, like, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Joe Shad, Palm Beach Post. Great stuff, Joe. Continued success covering the team and in your impressive career.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Joe Shad, Palm Beach Post. I don't know if I like Miami this weekend. We'll see. I think I'm probably going to end up on Buffalo. It is a big number, but the Bills, oof, it's just a team I don't want to get in front of right now. All right, Thursday Night Football. Browns were 3-point favorites on the look-ahead line against the Steelers, and Pittsburgh looks bad in a loss to the Patriots. Their touchdown came in garbage time. They were woefully inept. Browns end up choking a late lead away against the Jets. Nevertheless, line pops at 5.5 on Monday, and then some people are betting. I don't know what they're seeing in Pittsburgh. It's down to 4.5. The totals were the real interesting situation. So it was 40.5, and it got bet down to 38.5. That's where I got it. And it's now down to 38. You know, we know these slobber knockers in the AFC North are like 17-13 type deals, 13-10, low-scoring games. I think the missing TJ Watt factor really matters a lot, because if you looked at Mac Jones, he didn't get sacked once. Remember how badly they pressured Joe Burrow in the opener, and then they go up against the Patriots and Mac Jones, and they can't get to him. It's like TJ Watt really does matter for that defense. And they did a good job against the Patriots. They gave up the Aguilar jump ball touchdown. Other than that, they kind of slowed New England. New England did not go up and down the field and put up a lot of points, but that's not their offense. And now you got a divisional matchup, which obviously you've got to look to the underdog always here. And Mike Tomlin, we know what Mike Tomlin always does. Tomlin, divisional road underdog. Like, that's something you got to consider. He was a divisional home dog in the opener. Was it home or road against the Bengals? I'll have to check that. But Tomlin delivered. Now, it wasn't a pretty win, but it was a win. And It's tough for me to take a side here. I guess if you said, Jason, you have to because I'm in a survivor pool. I guess I would consider looking at the Browns here. But I ultimately can't. The survivor's brutal this week. We'll get into it tomorrow. But I don't know if I could pull the trigger on that. Cleveland in a survivor? Jacoby Brissett? It's tough. This is a very tough week in the NFL. I'm really pissed that I didn't do well in the contest because this week it's going to be way tougher. Week 1, 4-1. Last week, 2-3. Not ideal. Just a 5-0 away from contending, at any rate. I think the best bet's got to be the under 38. I mean, maybe the Browns run all over them, and Chubb and Hunter dragging defenders. I mean, the Browns bring up over 400 yards against the Jets. Now, I know what you're going to say. Jets defense stinks. They got a couple good corners. Safeties are bad, and the familiarity of the AFC North, this will be a close game. By the way, primetime unders, 6-1 so far this season. 6-1. The only one that went over was by 1 point, Buffalo and Tennessee, and it was on a pick six. And remember, Buffalo sat out its starters in the fourth. Like, Matt Barkley came in to start the fourth quarter. I think it was Matt Barkley. So the primetime games, unders are happening. I'm sure that'll flip later in the season. It always does. If you made me pick a side, I would go probably Browns 17-13, and they cover 3.5, but are they going to cover 4.5? I don't see any value in the side, but I think the under for sure would be the play. We'll be back tomorrow with, I believe, an NFL guest who you will like, and obviously picks for the weekend. A couple college football games that you'll be interested in. We'll do all that tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.